This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Busy, busy Monday for the podcast. Eddie Ritter III recording another postcast men's basketball. We'll get the women's basketball, obviously, on the next couple as well. They're getting ready for their Big 12 tournament this week right here in Kansas City. I'll tell you this, that these times, the positions they put themselves, not good. Not good. And the times, also not good. Surely, because I work those times. I'm still at work at those times. We're getting all that, obviously, the missed opportunity there. But K-State was basketball. Meanwhile, K-State missed basketball, had a fight to fight off the worst team in the Big 12. We'll get into that in a minute. It's the first time listening to this episode or this podcast in general. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day or evening to listen to this episode here. As we get into K-State men's basketball, obviously they did. They have a couple more games left. At least two more games that I know of, obviously. David Hassan was a no-show in the previous game for the K-State men's basketball team. Well, he showed up here as he and two others were in double digits here. David Gasson, 21 points yesterday. And again, remember, K-State men's basketball and the women's team were playing at the same time. K-State men's basketball was at home there to a good season, good-sized crowd, actually, yesterday. So shout out to K-State Nation. I know Jerome Tang was pleading his case for fans to show up. K-State Nation, y'all did y'all thing, so shout out to you guys there on that. Yeah, K-State had a battle with the Colorado team. Worst team in the Big 12. Hey, but at this point, you want to win. You want to get as many wins you can at this point because time's running out. K-State yesterday in Bramlage, 65. Colorado, 56. K-State's 14th win of the 2025 season now bumps them to 8-10. They did lead throughout this game, except for 2 minutes in this game there, but Colorado has hung around in this ball game here. How about this? Gasson, 1,000 career points now. He did it in the first half, passing that. That's huge. And I don't think, unless you love college basketball, right? If you love college basketball, you're not going to see this again. Because of the treasure portal and whatnot, because everybody loves to move around, and I hate to keep Harvard coming back and hitting this point, but it's the truth, right? And for David Gasson, he has seen it all. They hit this milestone, and yes, we've seen our share of milestones on the women's basketball side. Obviously, Yoki, Serena Sundell, and what they have done for K-State on the women's side. David Gasson. Damn, been through it all. He could have easily packed it in, saying he could have transferred out or could have moved up to the league, try to put his name in for the league. He did not. He came back for one more year, for an opportunity to win more basketball games, to try to get back to the NCAA tournament. Well, that's not going to happen. At least the NCAA tournament anyways, unfortunately. Or NIT, for that matter, for this case here. But for Gasson to continue to put in the work, the transformation that we have seen him since he's still on foot. Now, this is not the first time I said it was a podcast. I keep coming back to this point because I don't think we're going to see this again unless that individual loves their college and wants to stay at college and get paid that money, that NIL money. We're not going to see this no more. We're just not going to see it anymore there. CJ Jones there. Let's check out the box score here real quick on this 11-point win, which seemed to be closer than that against Colorado yesterday afternoon in Bramlage Coliseum. Eddie Ritter III, Pro Project Podcast. This thing is too slow. All things K-State sports here. Let me see when we try this again here. I guess not. We're just going to go to this way. We're going to have to do it like this. All right, so first half, K-State led by 11 and kept that pretty much throughout. Colorado did outscore K-State in the second half by 2 points, but putting Colorado in that hole, K-State was able to manage that as well in the game here last night. Colorado had 3 players in double digits yesterday. RJ Smith led them with only 11 points. Dak, Bang got Dak. He had 10 points along with Sebastian Rančić. He had 10 for Colorado as well. For K-State Wildcats, who only saw 9 players, saw the floor. Obviously, Gabe Vickerson, 21 and 8, close to another double-double, doing Gasson things. Also behind him, Brennan Howson only scored 11 points in this basketball game yesterday. Doug McDaniel, you only get 10 from him. 10, 3 steals, 7 assists for McDaniel. Buddy Rich continues his little momentum here for Kansas State. He added 6 as well. He played quite a bit yesterday as well. Ugo got to start yesterday as well. So it was Gasson, Housen, McDaniel, Max Jones. CJ Jones did not play much. CJ Jones, excuse my voice. CJ Jones did not play much in his basketball game. Only 4 minutes. I'm looking at the stat sheet from yesterday's win there as K-State knocks off Colorado. 65-56, excuse me. Yes, I'm telling you, I'm all over this cold, but still a little left over there as well there as K-State now goes into the final. Goes into the final week of the regular season there as well. So, yeah, so next up for K-State, before we get to Jerome Tang, maybe, let me see here. I will go to Gasson here with Jerome Tang in a minute. But yes, next for K-State, it will be Cincinnati. Cincinnati on the road. And the last time these two teams played, it felt like a long time ago, right? When Cincinnati, at the time, was right in the top 25, and K-State knocked them off. And Bram was calling Seaman Yakuyama Doom. Now they got to turn around and go on the road, which K-State, again, they have been a different team on the road. So, we'll just have to see what happens on that front on Wednesday night. So, you have that. You got baseball in Manhattan, Kansas, as well. K-State men's basketball is going to be on the road. You have baseball at home for the first time this year. So, see what happens there. But we'll go check the Jerome team real quick to close out this podcast here on Gasson. And the impact on Gasson. Obviously, let's remind people that y'all wondering what Coleman Hawkins was. He has been injured. And from what I've been hearing again, listening to a couple of podcasts last week, other K-State podcasts again, if you have not added the Purple Project podcast to your collection of podcasts, what are you doing? Make sure you add this to your collection of podcasts wherever you get listening to your favorite K-State podcast. But yeah, I was listening to that some of them last week for sure, trying to get the scoop. And it looks like it is bad. It's bad. And then it sounds like from what other media people closer to the team that covered the team, he could be done for the season. That's a huge hit for K-State. So you're going to have to find some offense somewhere in there. So we'll see what happens on Wednesday afternoon. Wait, hang on a second. Wednesday night, excuse me. Yes, man, plus 6 o'clock, Cincinnati. Cincinnati, a team that is 17-12 and 7-11 in the conference play here. Here we go, Jerome Tang. I'm gonna squeeze in Gasson and Coleman Hawkins here real quick from Coach Jerome Tang from the pressure last night. Quote, first, David Gasson. Quote, I just think he's being more aggressive in looking for a shot. The evolution that has to take place. We don't need David to have 21 and Max Jones to have 6. Or Max to have 22 and David to have 8. We need it where we have 5 guys that are in double digits. And on the days that some of the guys are struggling, they give you 22. That's how we have to get to be the type of team we're capable of being. And that's why, you know, they're on that winning streak for a minute that had us, you know, had us hoping for opportunity to have them get into some type of postseason run. Because the fact that you had guys that were in, multiple guys, not just 2 people or 3. You had 4 or 5 guys that were in double digits. And I'm sorry, you're going to need more from Doug McDaniel here. if they're going to have any chance, even to get past their first game of the Big 12 tournament. Which is kind of a coin flip at this point anyways, but they're going to need a lot more. It feels like a long way since the beginning of the year there as well. I mean, they made strides, but they've just been too consistent this year. And this is why, you know, it's a toss-up with Cincinnati and even Iowa State for that. Even they destroyed Iowa State, which I don't, looking back at that, I still don't know how the hell we did that. How the hell they did that. And it was because you had four or five guys in double digits, because that's how they beat Iowa State. And I don't mean to look too far ahead to that, but if they're going to beat Cincinnati and Iowa State, you need somebody else. You need a fourth or fifth and maybe a fifth person in there to do that. Coleman Hawkins from Jerome Tang, quote, we had an injury that took I don't know whether he's just saying this just now or he's just reminding people, but quote, yeah, we had an injury that took place. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to say it, but he had an injury that happened last game, and I don't know how long he'll be out. It's not like a season-ending injury. It's something that he has to figure out if he can play with or not. I cannot believe this. I think Coach Tang is a little bit slow delivery on that one. I think we know more than I know more than he does on that one. So I don't know why he's saying something now about it. But yeah, that's just a little curveball there, letting us know about that now. I'm ahead of the game. I'm ahead of the game on that one. anyways, I'm more up to speed than Coach Coleman Hawkins' injury than that. But anyways, yeah, Coleman Hawkins, from what I listen to other K-State podcasts, I'm sure I'll be listening to some more this week. He's probably done from what K-State media people have talked about on their respective podcasts and things like that. So you're going to need some more people to carry the load if K-State's even going to do anything the rest of the year. But they did win yesterday in Manhattan at home against Colorado there on Sunday afternoon. Pro Boxing Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Freedom available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content again. Pro Boxing Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Amazon, Google, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast there. Podbean app. Download the Podbean app now. Greer 3A's podcast. We'll be making an appearance over there this week for sure. And I'm hoping to squeeze Alex in before the women's tournament there as well. So I'm going to try to squeeze that one in there in the middle of the week before K-State Women's Basketball plays their first game. Looks like it's on Thursday afternoon. Yeah, see what y'all did? See what K-State? Hey, Chad Mitty, K-State Women's Basketball team, what y'all doing? Y'all didn't get the double bye. Again, we'll get into this. But the times definitely ain't going to get there. I was hoping for a night game. That's definitely not going to happen there. A complete free-for-all. And the officials did not help. Officials did not help that cause. But K-State, you didn't help yourselves there either on that women's basketball there either. You are the fifth seed in the Big 12 tournament. And they play a game on Thursday. So we'll definitely talk about it. Here coming up this week on this podcast, and then that'll be the featured episode over there on Podbean. Maybe we might try to squeeze in a second one. We'll see about that. K-State men's basketball 65, Colorado 56. Eddie Greer, Alex Anderson. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.